Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. Gordon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Alex Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Guerra scores. Keltner moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Keltner scores. Joost moves to third. Vallow moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Satchel Paige now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rosen now playing third base. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kellner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Paige moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paige moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow bunts towards second. Gordon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gordon. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Wally Moses pinch hits for Don White. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Suter reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Page, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Moses now playing right field. Buddy Rosar now catching. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.